All right, video game bang. Corey here at the Stern Pinball booth with Mr. Jody from Stern Pinball. How's your guys' experience at Comic-Con been day one?
Oh, man, it's been great. We have people nonstop coming by to check out the new games and showing off the new titles. We got Ghostbusters, Spider-Man, and our new Pabst Blue Ribbon machine. So people are having fun.
I'm interested in the Pabst machine. So how did that one come up? They contact you. Is this one going to be like out for distribution, or are they just using this for promo?
That's a good question. So PBR came to us about last year, said they would love to have their own pinball machine. So we talked about it for a while, and we said, yeah, we think we can make that happen. So right now, Pabst is using it as a promotional item. They'll be doing some contests, some giveaways, some events with them. And I think pretty soon you'll be able to go on the PBR website and be able to purchase them.
Now, last time we took, I was actually got to talk to you guys last year, and I was most fascinated with this uprising, this return of pinball. Mm-hmm. And then I see, like, I watch Shark Tank, and they're coming out with digital pinball machines. I'm starting to see this digital era of pinball coming around. What do you guys think of that?
Digital pinball is actually pretty cool. Matter of fact, we're actually coming out with our own app called the Stern Pinball Arcade.
Oh, cool.
It debuted on the Oculus Gear VR a couple weeks ago. We'll be coming out on iOS and PlayStation, Xbox, Android, PC. And so we like digital pinball. It's fun. It lets people experience a game that they may never have seen before. It also lets people kind of learn a game, learn the rules, stuff like that. And it's a great marketing piece for us.
What are the differences like between like the digital pinball and the like analog pinball, let's call it? Will it ever match analog pinball?
Well, it'll never be the same. I mean, gravity is the ultimate randomizer, right? So no pinball, real pinball game will ever play the same exactly. Digital pinball, maybe not so much.
We also talked a lot about competitive pinball scene. How has that changed in the last year? Is it growing still?
It's still growing. IFPA, I think, is over 40, 45,000 members now. Tournaments are happening daily all over the world, and it's just really neat to see. People are competing for really big money now. You know, I hope one day it can be like e-gaming. You know, we see people playing for like $1 million in an arena. You know, hopefully one day for pinball too.
What do we need to do to make that happen?
I don't know. We gotta get more pinball out there, man.
But I imagine it being like Tommy.
Yeah.
You know, like the big stage and the guy
on
the giant
big spotlight, right?
Yeah, Elton John on the piano. Like,
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
I mean, I don't think we're too far off, man. We're gonna get there.
I remember last year, I was able to speculate, and I guessed correctly that you guys were making the Game of Thrones pinball machine.
Yeah, we'd made that last fall. We're still making it. Great game for us. Fantastic game designed by Steve Ritchie. Rules by Dwight Sullivan. Really deep, deep game. If you really like strategy and skill, it's a really cool game.
So this year, what's coming out new? Is there anything you have announced that's not here yet?
Nothing that I could tell you, but I could tell you we got some great Rock Band band pins coming out. We got some great superhero pins.
Nice.
Some great sci-fi. A lot of the stuff that you might expect to see, you're going to see pretty soon.
What about Stern as a company? I remember last year, too, you guys recently made a big deal where you upgraded your facility. How's that new facility turning out?
Been in the facility over a year now. It's really great. We've been able to up our capacity. We're able to build multiple titles. We're able to build games for other people. And it's really a great place to go to work every day.
So, this is a video game podcast. We really rarely talk about pinball unless, you know, we all show up to like a local event, and then you get a few beers in you.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're really competitive.
It's a good drinking game.
Yeah. It's a super good drinking game because it's like, let's strip the digital. Let's get rid of the pixels.
Yeah.
You versus me.
It's visceral. It's real. It's tactile. You could feel it. And
it's the fist fight of video games.
It really is. It's
the bare knuckle brawl.
It's the original boxing match. Yeah.
So what's the future of pinball looking like? Just more machines, more IPs, or are you guys
more machines, more licenses? Licenses just allow us to expose pinball to more people. You're going to see new technology. We're coming out with a LCD display. So Ghostbusters is our last game to feature a dot matrix display.
Really?
So we're going to have a LCD color display coming out on our next release. Really excited about that. I think the way pinball looks is going to change a lot.
What about incorporating like social media into it somehow? Is there a way you can take a goofy picture of you playing and then upload it to your Facebook
yet?
We
have our new hardware system that is going to be Wi-Fi enabled. One day you'll be able to connect to our Stern Arcade app. You'll be able to unlock things in the digital games by accomplishing things in the physical games, maybe vice versa.
All right.
You know, it's going to be really neat. Our goal is to make pinball connected.
Yeah.
Like everything else is.
Have you heard much about the Pokemon Go phenomenon going on
right now? Oh, yes. Lots of Pokemon Go. Well, one of our gentlemen here with us, Wason Chang, he's one of our fine programmers, has been playing Pokemon Go nonstop since we've been here.
Is there inspiration for Pokemon Go? Like, how can we make pinball VR?
Like I said, we came out on the Oculus. So we literally have, and if you get a chance to check it out, maybe I can get you a demo unit. We have the Stern Arcade in virtual reality.
Wow.
So it's like literally like you're standing in front of the machine. You look around, you're in an arcade.
Wow.
Whether or not it'll be like exactly the real thing, I don't know, but
awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Well, there's a lot to be excited about in the world of pinball, ladies and gentlemen. Like when you come to this little booth here, it's tucked away. We're over here. If you're at San Diego, we're at 501, right?
Booth correct. 501. Call A 501. Come see us and have a game or two.
People could play pinball and say hi to Mr. Jody. Well, thank you so much for your time, man.
Thanks, Corey. I appreciate you.
Yep. Bye.